Summertime is prime time for those pursuing metal detecting. The Rochester area is home of the Genesee Valley Treasure Seekers, founded in 1990. Its president is John Howard.
Everybody's looking for the gold coins. There's a little treasure hunter in everybody.
The Rochester Club meets monthly for area hunts and competitions. They hold an annual international hunt every September. Howard says there's still plenty of stuff to find down there.
Probably of all the coins that have been lost, only about 30% of them have been found. The coins are there. They might be deep, but they're there. We find them every month, every week.
Caledonia's Jim Vokes has been at it about 25 years. Backyard archaeology, he calls it. Some comb the beaches for loot or specialize in Civil War leftovers. Others search the gold fields out west. Jim's quest, coins and relics from the 1800s.
I dig up an old coin, and I sit there and I wonder who lost it. Was it the farmer? Was it his daughter? Was it his wife? What were they doing? How long did they live after that? It gets pretty religious almost, and it's emotion.
During the winter time, Jim does a lot of his prep work, visiting libraries and historical societies, finding out where people lived and played and passed back and forth, researching maps and photo albums to hone in on places from the past. The internet is a great resource tool for all phases of the hobby. Folks' favorite find may be the 1794 coin he picked up in a ghost town near Hemlock Lake, New York.
It disappeared in 1855. People moved out when a railroad came into Livonia, and this was found in an alfalfa field. 1794 was when George Washington was still alive.
The depth capacity of the metal detector is relative to the diameter of coil on the machine, so an 8-inch coil means a search down to 10 inches or so. Experienced seekers can tell by the sound of the machine what might be below. Folks demonstrates by laying out a nickel, a gold ring, and a silver coin.
First, we'll start with a nickel. Now the gold ring. Now the silver.
A little different, so by experience you're going to know what that sound is.
That's right. Yeah, and you practice so you get to know. Now there are some things that are the same in the metal world. For example, a pull tab in an 1863 Indian head penny will sound the same and read the same. Gold reads in various ranges due to different alloys of gold.
Jim Vokes has discovered around 10,000 coins over the years and all kinds of class rings, which he tries to return, tokens, buttons, bullets, pins, and jewelry. And a lot of pull tabs from beverage containers. But it's all worth it.
The number volume of 1,800 coins shrank drastically because in those days they didn't have a large quantity of coins. Did a lot of bartering, and so I may go a day or two without finding a coin, but when I find one, it's a good one.